Very good evening to you once again. 6 o'clock is our time right here in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean. I'm Gretchen Shilling with you, and at this time we usually bring you Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, and this evening will be no different. You'll hear from your host, Sluggy, in a matter of minutes. So welcome to another edition of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Here's Jamal Slocum and Nikita.
Tried and tested many times, yet still press on. Oh, trying to strong.
Just say the name and touch your chest, your heart will fly. Continue singing praises, God has been our guide. For everything you've done for me, stood by my side. Oh, tried and cried.
Tried and cried.
When he means the world to me. The whole world through, and none compares to you or I, and how you've grown. Whoa, oh, see, oh,
one nation and one people, there's a song we'll sing. Lift your hands and voices, let your tridents ring. We were kings and queens before, and forever we will.
From the system, plenty youth that are turn bitter. Spread the love right now, each day now that believe in. No time to hate, no segregate. No, spread more love what that we know. So bring a voice, let it flow. No time to hate, no segregate. No, come together, let it show. Let's unite and let us grow. Let's unite and let us spread more love. cause we not take defeat, no, no.
Society made us all monsters, turn to crime and drugs and laughter. Man can cry so we got to suffer, suffer, yeah.
No time to hate, not segregate, no. Spread more love what that we know. So bring a voice, let it flow.
No time to hate or segregate. Just spread love. Just spread love, yeah.
Let's unite and let us spread more love. Let us spread more love. Oh, 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 oh. Let's unite and let us spread more love. Let us spread more love. But we tell them, no time to hate, not segregate, no. Spread more love what that we know. So bring a voice, let it flow.
No time to hate, not segregate. Just spread love, just spread love, yeah.
Let's unite and let us spread more love. Let us spread more love. Oh, 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 oh. Let's unite and let us spread more love. Let us spread more love. Oh, 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 oh. No time to hate, not segregate, no. Spread more love what that we know. So bring a voice, let it flow. No time to hate, not segregate, no. Come together, let it show. Let's unite and let us grow.
On the heels of Jamal's Locum and Nikita with Trident Pride, we've got Matt Music featuring Project X, the band, on something called Spread More Love. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we got more for you right here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Nine and a half now after six, let's go over to the line and say a pleasant evening to your host of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, Kevin Sluggy Watson. Sluggy, how are you doing, my friend? You with us, Sluggy? Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead. Nice to have you.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, Sluggy. Go right ahead, please.
Well, good, good. Manners.
Right. That's it.
How's everything?
Not too bad, my friend. Trying to hold the fort down in your absence.
Yeah, well, they're here, so I ain't absent.
Well, you know what I mean, absent physically.
Yeah, because practicing social distance, for real. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Really appreciate people that called in. You know, the phones have been busy because I was trying to get in. So, you know, the phones have been getting crazy. So, I want to thank everybody for the love still. And it's radio, so everybody still know the idea, because on radio the truly phone the same way. Really appreciate the listeners, for real, especially during these things, you know, these very, very trying things, and they just want to encourage everybody to go at only four. Just do what you're told, and I'm sure, I'm positive you'll get through this day together. So how was everything on the inside, my brother?
Well, I was just looking at the music selection here, and that one I played earlier, Matt Music, featuring yeah. Project X, the band, Spread More Love. Tell me something about these guys as well.
Well, that's interesting. They got a bigger Mr. Randy Eastman, and I guess you could call Randy. Let me have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Because Randy's super together, everything. Randy and a musician named Bernard. Bernard Yearwood, he's also a school teacher at the Lady Griffin Secondary School. Teacher there. He was a member of the police band years ago, too. Trained me as a youngster, although he's still young himself, early 40s. He trained me as a youngster. Me as a youngster, you know, I was playing French horn and percussion, and Bernard Yearwood was one of the guys that train us from even small and really give you that discipline from young, you know, practice regularly. You know, don't practice mistakes. Practice it until you can't get it wrong. You know, like the speech he had, I think, was very, very, was different to what you're accustomed hearing. You know, especially coming from a rough neighborhood where you come from. You know, you make a mistake, you get over it, and you go along. But Bernard was more like, no, practice it until you can't play it wrong. You know what I mean? Practice it so much that you can't get player wrong. You can only get player right.
Comes naturally, I guess.
Yeah, that level of discipline, from Mr. Yearwood was crazy, and I really thank him for it. So him and Randy Eastman put together the band Project X. You know, call me in. You know, people trust me. I know what this trust is, crazy boy, but I really, really appreciate. I really appreciate that the trust my insight and my input.
They may see something in you.
Yeah, and so I really respect them for that, especially Randy and Bernard. And, you know, more or less, yeah, in my capacity as Sluggy, everybody knows Sluggy is like the talent scout. If you're young and you're good, you know, bring them to me. I can keep it real. And if you're good, it can be really encouraging. If you're good, it can encourage you and show you how to get better. You know, we're accustomed to people finding faults. You know, we find faults a lot. But my style is solutions, you get me? So I will crawl and burn fire, but I can also tell you how I think you should be approaching it, what I think you should do to get better. So that's also my style. So my style is just criticizing one for a solution. If you don't know what to do to get better, I ain't gonna stand there about it. I ain't gonna criticize it, especially with music, because music is very subjective. And you got a lot of people that might get a hard time, and then later on surprise you. Like, hey, remember one of the guys in Covered Drive, one of the fellas in Covered Drive, Barry, he was at BCC. And at BCC, you know, you will hear stories all the time, you know, about how lackadaisical he was, and people used to laugh at him playing. And then a couple of years later, the same person who was in the band Covered Drive still. And we everybody know Covered Drive had the number one song in Europe. But here he was at College Gang, criticized and laugh at a lot. And you ain't gonna find, I can't say never, but it can be hard for you to find someone that come from BCC to talk with the same Barry did. You know what I mean? It can be hard for you to find someone from BCC that could get number one song in Europe, if you know what I mean. Like, that's crazy. You understand me?
I'm with you.
Like from a small nation like Barbados. And I think that's incredible story. The story that need to be spoken about much more is not spoken about as much as it should. We need spoken about much more. This fella at Barbados Community College, getting all kind of pressure, people laughing at him, was a lot of jokes, famous jokes. A tutor went for toilet paper and wrapped up toilet paper and give him, and he wanted what it's for. And the tutor said, this is the feces that you are playing. You know, he used the raw word, the S word.
I knew that was going, where that was going from the time you said toilet paper, but go ahead.
Right, and then this same person who come in, was in a band, Covered Drive, that had one, had a number one song in parts of Europe.
And for those, for our listeners that don't know, Covered Drive is a local band that is doing wonderful work, by the way.
Right. Covered Drive is a Barbadian band, correct. That doing wonderful, you know, front by Amanda Reefer. But I think it was incredible that this fella hearing about these negative stories about all these fun stories. But you know, in Barbados we got this thing, you know, it's come out rough. So he's met sport people and criticized them. He's criticized people and that would be sport. So ha. You see these player real stooling, you know what I mean? These player real soft, you can't play. Look at Milo, he's boxer freaky. You know, that's sport for me.
Yes, it is.
You get me? So you know we do that a lot. I pass it off as sport, which I hate, by the way. But then the same person that everybody fight down and spoke and talk about so cruel. Come out a big tune in Europe. And then I didn't tell you saying then nobody else from BCC that. As the artist, like Muzz went, Mark Robertson went BCC, and he played with Adele. But it was not Adele and Muzz. Muzz is Adele piano player, which is fantastic, phenomenal. A lot of BCC do a lot of great things. But then they got number one shows in Europe. You know what I mean? Like Cup of Gravy band. And this ain't never just say anybody could go on, anybody listening to Radio Now, DOB 92.9, FM based Beijing Radio Man Rhyme. You know, we're doing it the quarantine, social distance style. Everyone listening, you could go on Google Cup of Drive and see where Cup of Drive was number one. You know, you could go and check that for yourself. You know what I mean? And I got everybody home know that could hear this. And you know, if you hear this story, they don't give up, man. Because these fellows get talked about bad and full CD. And then come and play in a band that had the number one song in parts of Europe. Phenomenal, phenomenal story. You understand? Phenomenal story. And he didn't stop playing. Although everybody criticized him and stayed where they had to stay, he didn't stop playing. He kept playing. And bam, look what happened at a young age. You know what I mean? Still going. So bigger coverage, not really know that story. It never gets talked about on radio yet before. But you know it's bringing real. You know what I mean? And I'm just glad I was at BCC. I didn't know the stories. So I'm glad that I had to hear from somebody really. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
So big up.
Go ahead.
Big up cover drive, man, for real, real, real.
All right, I'm going to spin a track. That will give me time to see if I can reach Randy and then let you guys have a chat right here on Beijing Rhythm.
That's what we're talking about, right?
All right, so stand by. Okay.
We'll chat with people from life, manners.
Wonderful. That's the title of the track there for you. Reach Out and Touch Me. That's coming down from Barry Chandler. 21 after 6, you're into Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. And let's go back to the line and say good evening to Sluggy once again. Sluggy, you still there with me?
You're there, yes, please.
Yes, please. You've got a good friend Randy on the line as well, so you can go ahead and say hello.
Wait. Randy, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got to put this here. Sorry, I gotta put this on speaker. Just give me a second. We got a big dog playing radio, right? So we gotta make sure we do it right.
Randy?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, boss?
I'm just here, brother. How are you?
Can't come in studio. Can't do no work, boy.
Can't do no work. Can't today.
But we got life. We got life still.
Alright.
So how things? How you managing during this trying time, my brother?
Definitely spending most of my time practicing for one on the instrument.
Idle minds and hands when you're practicing all kinds of things.
I don't know what slanderous thought you're getting me into. Did you see
why like the car? Remember people still?
And I'm here smiling.
Speech. Slanderous comments.
Yes, I don't know what road you're taking the gentleman down.
On a real way, Randy, hear me, right? I'm going to put myself in this. You know, we'd be very talented. So when we got time, people might think of persons like yourself who, you know, used to play a saxophone, was playing it before you was even producing. Right? Good.
Yeah.
And you also produce. I know me producing, you've got to play keyboard for a lot of facts too. People don't know enough the percussion is playing. Right. So you might tell yourself, all right, let me practice keyboard a little more. Mm-hmm. Let me do some producing. Let me do some saxophone.
Yeah.
You understand me, so?
Yeah.
I know for a fact, bro, it'd be hard to focus.
Yeah.
When there's so many things that you feel you could get this master, you know, because it's coming your head. You can't deny it. These creatives, it's coming your head. You, I could get this master, you know. How? Mm. So that's what I mean. You know what I mean? By idle hands, you know, you want to do a million things.
Right.
How you focusing and managing time and saying that this, at the end of all this, this is where you want to be world class. How you managing that, my brother?
Me in this particular time?
Yeah.
Well, it's not getting
sidetracked. Because you're
there's really nothing, really nothing else to do. What you try to do is establish a routine. When the day comes to our mornings, you get up, you exercise, and then you come in the studio. So, like I said, I've been practicing the saxophone. So, I was set out a particular number of hours to do saxophone. And today, I did some rewiring of some cables in the studio, just trying to get better signal. Things I wanted to get done for a while, but because, like you said, in the normal daily routine before Corona, it's so many things that you're doing that you never get a chance to really settle and focus on stuff that you want to do. So, this time is actually providing a lot more opportunity for me to do that. So I basically lay out a schedule, a timetable for the day, and I try to stick to that. You know how disciplined and routine I am. I would try to stick to the routine as much as possible. And then the night time is spent just relaxing, watching a movie, you know, or just relaxing and keeping cool. But the day time, I try to get as productive as possible. So each day I try to achieve at least two or three things. Like I have a daily schedule I try to stick to. You might call and tell me, I want you to try this or check this out for me, and it will add that to the schedule. You know, I try to keep it moving and keep the mind focused.
Good. That's on a good plan. That's on a good plan for the youngsters. The youngsters to set out like you said, daily like that. Set out a daily routine or the 10 things that you're doing today. I give you up 12 hours. The rational 2 hours. These 2 hours spending on this. These 2 hours spending on that. I like that. I like that, dog.
Right.
We were talking about Project X, because he played, I don't know if he was listening or not.
No, he was practicing, he got a chance.
But he played Matthew Tune, Spread Love.
Right.
He played Spread Love with Matthew, featuring Project X.
Right, which was on the Soca Rhythm. That was on the Soca Rhythm.
Yeah. The time played to segregate. That one.
Yeah, correct.
Right, so he was asking how a project like Project X start. And Richard actually forgot about that project we did, bro. Like, to be honest, like how we do the project. Because that's saying, you know, like, that it's something that he's trying to do now. But, you know, obviously, he's trying to get on a global scale, trying to get big, trying to do it that. When we do it now, it got a bigger impact. But he asked how Project X come about and the objectives.
Well, that would have started when I was a music teacher at Parkinson. And it would have been waiting Sluggy to come out and do vocal training sometimes with the kids. And fortunately, in that particular time, we met some very talented youngsters who were above normal standard. Matthew Trotman, Mylon Clark, Amber Barrow, namely Shamar Coombs. Extremely talented. And I came with the idea to create what's called a musical incubator. And that's what Project X basically was. Where we gelled experienced musicians with the younger musicians to give them the experience playing at that level, even though they already technically were pretty good, right? But being around older musicians kind of pushed them and caused them to develop even further, having the experiences. Because not only about playing, it's the experiences in the world, understanding about contractual arrangements, how to secure a gig, what is needed when you get to a gig, what you have to rehearse the way you rehearse, song checks, and all those kind of things, kind of gave them the needed experience that they desired at that point in time. So, like I said, like I always say, Project X was a musical incubator for developing musicians at that time. We selected the musicians and the artists that we wanted to work with at that particular point in time.
Right. So, the youngsters, youngster Matthew, the story of Matthew was interesting. I didn't know if you didn't know that Matthew could sing at the time, but I didn't know. I didn't know he could have sing.
I didn't know he could work music. I didn't know none of that. But
I knew that he could hear well.
Matthew was letting me as a drummer.
Yeah. I knew he could hear well because while he was a student at Parkinson, he would sit down in my house and work out arrangements because Parkinson had a pop band, which was pretty, pretty good. And we would sit and work out arrangements, and Matthew would say, "No, Coombs, don't play that note." He would sing, not really sing like sweet or whatever, but he would sing the note that he wants Coombs to play. And he'd be like, "You could hear where he wanted." We say, "Yeah, I could hear that." So somehow he knew that he had ears, but he never said, "Well, I can actually sing." So when it happened, I think a year after he left school, he called and said, "Yeah, sir, I want to come up in the studio. I got a couple songs I want to do." I said, "So you bring the drum kit?" Yeah. So I thought he was playing drums. And then he came and he sang about three or four songs to me, and I was blown away. I was like, "Wow, you know, you had this kind of talent." He's a very good writer as well. You know,
correct.
I said, "Well, where you got this from?" And he said he just used to sit down. He would read a lot, because you know, he had a step on his English, and he had a lot of melodies in his head from a very young age. So he just wanted to explore the gift of singing and performing.
Correct.
Actually played and sang at Rang on the Hill a year. When we were the backing band there. We did a performance of him playing and singing.
Yeah, Matthew, and that's one way to say, well, you let children explore, right? You let children explore as much as they can. Because Matthew tell me one thing, they're glad. He, you know, obviously, might be thinking, well, he played drum, he know the pushes that Snuggy. But when he tell me it's a boss, do it, boss. Let me hear. First thing, let me hear some lyrics, boy.
Matthew, to go on clear, brother. Yeah,
for the time here. So, I love the idea of Project X. Obviously, and then you got Beige and Green.
Yeah.
Band.
You know,
still bringing on the youngsters. So, you know, so the project ain't ever stopping.
Yeah.
Online. Know that you're online. You plan to do anything online to keep the music and the quantum productions pushing?
I plan to. It's just trying to figure out what type of content, because everybody is kind of doing similar live streams and there's only so many things that people can view at the same time. So
yeah.
I would have done a live stream with Mylon Clark, but that was prior to the curfew. But right now, I'm just trying to find a product that is different, unique, and allows for greater viewership. Everybody's kind of doing the same thing. I didn't want to put clean audio there. I don't want to use a cell phone, and then the cell phone is picking up the audio from the speakers in the room. And kind of use a different template. Everybody's on the same template right now, a similar wavelength, which is good, but I always like to come different. I don't want to jump on a particular wavelength that's happening right now, because I always like to be different. So, still planning and strategizing.
All right, good. That sounds good. Just want to remind the respect, man, for taking the call.
Thanks a lot for calling.
But before you run away, Randy, sorry for interrupting you there, Sluggy, but since I have you both on the line, I know you both are involved in Youth in the Spotlight, and before you run away, I want you both to discuss or to give the public some knowledge regarding Youth in the Spotlight, what it's all about, and how it came to be. Anybody can take it.
So you want to take it or you want me to take it?
Sluggy, you still with us?
Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, okay. All right. So Youth in the Spotlight is a developmental charity. It was a concept. It actually started as a stage show with Sluggy. Sluggy came to me and said, I want to do this event called Youth in the Spotlight. So I was like, okay, cool. So we put the plans together, but we didn't get the financial support that we wanted. And it was supposed to feature young people and the talents that they have, whether it's cooking, cleaning, whatever, singing, dance, whatever, artistry. And we didn't get a chance to materialize the project because we didn't have the financial backing. And over the years, as a teacher, as I said before, you met youngsters or persons in need over the time. And just personally, I would have been assisting, like, would have been helping me in terms of helping them develop, even if it's financial assistance. Some children will come to school hungry. They may not have shoes. They may not have clothing. They may not have books. And somehow you will find a way to get help for them. And we said to ourselves, you know what? What we're doing right now is a charity. Like, if you can register that and make it official, then, you know, we can really do some more work for these youngsters. We registered the charity, Youth in the Spotlight Development Program, a charitable trust.
Right.
And through using those kids and allowing them to have the chance to develop themselves, we did personal development, we did voice training, we used music as the vehicle, and they are able to channel their energies into music and not focus on the problems that they have at home. While doing that, they go out and perform, and persons see the effort and may make donations towards the charity. And with that, with those donations, we're able to help those families, help those young persons in various areas. We don't let them publicize who is being helped and how they're being helped, because, you know, just because you're helping somebody doesn't mean you need to showcase it publicly. But, you know, we would identify the areas of need and assist in that area. But while we're helping, they're also developing and learning at the same time. So that's kind of the template for the Youth in the Spotlight.
Right.
Now, you said that at the inception, there was no funding. And yeah. Currently, you use donations to carry on the business of Youth in the Spotlight. Now,
we still haven't really garnered a lot of donations. The donations really, I would say, have come out of my pocket. We've had a couple hotels who would have donated in return for performances by the kids, etc. Mm-hmm. But we have about 7 programs: the Back to School program, the Feed Every Child program, the, I don't remember everything on my head right now, but there are about 7 programs that we have written on paper which are supposed to be mobilized, but they require funding. So we have them in theory, but in practicality we're not able to execute them as we would like because of the lack of funding. And we know that that's a pretty hard thing to come by right now given the financial situation.
That is true. But however, you've still got the greatest vehicle right here, right now, to appeal for anybody that is willing to assist you. So go right ahead.
Well, if anybody wants to reach out, they can send an email to youthinthespotlightdp@gmail.com. We are also on Instagram as youthinthespotlightdp and also on Facebook, Youth in the Spotlight. So, and you can reach out to myself or Sluggy. My number is 252-8384 or Sluggy 236-3534. And you can call us and we'll be willing to discuss how we can go forward and assist. We also got to give kudos to the other members of Youth in the Spotlight. My mother, who's also a member of Youth in the Spotlight in terms of the administrative side, and Mrs. Kelly Arthur, who's also part of the admin, registered directors of the charity.
All right, and one last question regarding Youth in the Spotlight. Now, those you say you help the people who are most in need, how do you identify those persons?
Those persons would have been identified simply because of my direct OICOS. Being a teacher at Parkinson, as I said, you meet a lot of kids there who are definitely in need. So initially, that is where we have started, and those are the persons that we've kept around us. When we go into the communities, those kids who have moved on and started to work and they're able to now come and give back in terms of volunteerism, we work with those. And there's still some kids who are at Parkinson who we hold under our wing. So we haven't really branched out to a wider net of the Barbadian populace, but those kids that we have in that particular demographic are the persons who make up the core of Youth in the Spotlight. Over the last 2 or 3 years, we've met a couple other kids through, through some other events because of their talent, and then realizing they also have some personal needs. We've been able to draft them in and rope them in, and they are now part of the family as well. Right?
Correct.
Wonderful. All right, Schlucky, any other questions for Randy you have?
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot. My brother and we will chat in camera. We will chat in private, and the battle on, but we ready.
Correct. Always
the battle on, but we ready. And like you said, anyone ready to donate, you know, hit up the email for sure. Thanks a lot, Randy. Manners and respect.
Always.
Thank you, Randy. Have a good evening.
All right,
Sluggy, we're going to go through some music, and at the end, just before the end of the show, we'll come back and let you wrap up. Is that cool with you?
See.
I beg your pardon?
That's no problem, my friend.
All right, wonderful.
No problem.
Wonderful.
Everyone, keep it locked to VOB 92.9 FM. This is the Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme Show every Saturday at 6 p.m. This is your boy Slugging in here at about in a couple minutes before we wrap up. Thanks, man, and enough love and respect.
Thank you, Sluggy. Let's go down to Richard Stout. Goodbye, my Beijing girl.
Miss you so. So goodbye now, my maiden girl. I hope to see you someday. This time forward, this time for her. So it's goodbye now, little one. So it's goodbye now.
Of you coming on your bending knee. You've done me wrong, and I can hear your plea. You're no good, no good. You ain't a good at all, no good. Man, you hear what I say, you're no good. Your best to try and cause me strife. I don't like no man who's messing around my life. Hey, no good, no good. You ain't a good at all, no good. There comes a time when you must cry. You never miss the water until the well runs dry. No use, no use, no use, no use, no use. You're coming on your bending knee. You've done me wrong, and I can't hear you.
On the heels of Richard Stout, you've had Jackie Opel with You're No Good. We're on time to just 14 and a half before the hour of 7.
No tears will be running, Jah will provide a way before the end of the day. Oh, 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 oh,
Well, that's Mr. Dale there for you. Track simply entitled Daddy. Time getting very small here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Just about 6.5 minutes away. Make that 7.5 away from the hour of 7. We're going to try to raise that Sluggy once again for him to do his goodbyes. And then we will come back and wrap it up for you. This is Wax and his Champions of Color. Big one for him, huh? That was Wax, and he had a grand time in Trinidad earlier this year. Let's move on again. Wax one more time for you. This one's called Goloa. If you can. Turn around for the walk. Brace yourself for the walk. Bend up your back, bend up your back. My girl, walk it for me. Start playing, bam, 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 bam. right, 3 minutes now away from the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's go over to the line again and say good evening to Sluggy as he put a close on the today's program of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Sluggy, you with me?
Yeah, man.
Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, man. Manners, and respect. Next week, we're going to have one attack around Eastman for being with us today. Next week, we're going to have Dwayne. I would like to hear the plans. I would like to hear what plans he have, because there's nothing saying this can't happen in the future. So him as artist liaison and him working with the Ministry of Culture, I would like to know what plans he have so that in case this happen again, how can we use technology in these times to still push the message and still push the art and still push the artist and still push the youth. So we're interested to hear what plans he have for next week. We can hear him early. And then we have Triple X, who's an artist, a poet, and he's also a small business person. He's Rube's Extraordinary Fish Gates. Fishes, I got fish in them. You can call him a rock. He's an artist and also a business person.
He has fish in them.
Person that, yeah. You know most fish gates these days.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's another show that we will do. That's another show of Bajan Food. We will look at that later. But Triple X is an artist and a small business person, like I said, so we can have a conversation with him. How he's coping at this time with his business and his art. You know that everything's slowed down, and it'd be interesting to hear his perspective because he's some person that's out there with the people every day. And Triple X is Matthew's cousin. My music that we played earlier.
Yeah, Spread Your Love.
Featuring from the X, right. And Triple X said to me that it was a surprise that no one in the family knew that Matthew could sing. Because we say he was a drummer. So Triple X said it was a surprise. It was a real surprise to him when he heard Matthew singing. The whole family was surprised. So that is another interesting story that we gotta get from Triple X as well. We have him on next week. So next week we'll vote for Triple X, the artist and small business person. So enough matter of respect. You can speak to artist named King Serra as well. I just want to thank everybody for listening, man. Big up Cheryl Locked On. Big up Ahandia Locked On. Ahandia Granny Locked On. And Mommy and the whole family. Big up my people in Beard, St. George. For sure, you can't let them. My people in Gar Hills.
Indeed.
All the Christ Church. You know, big up my people in Jackson and Odyssey and Black Rock. For sure, Melrose, Shop Hill. All the St. Thomas School too. Want to thank you and the VOB and Starcom Network Backstation for accommodating me still during these things and still pushing the art and the work. Everyone knows my mission is to make sure the youth have as equal opportunity as possible as anybody else and able to gain youth the opportunity to shine, because it was one of the hardest boys in the ghetto that, you know what I mean, that nobody want to look at that got shot now. So they just maybe are paying it forward. So I really want to thank Starcom, especially Mr. Ellison, my buddy Ronnie Clark, the announcer. I want to thank him, man. And I want to make this appeal now. Artists still bring out music. Still bring out the music. Let me say this again before he got off his phone. And that we can talk to Dwayne about next week, too. Because there's still ways to make money online. And this time, they're going to talk to him, too. Because these things he got introduced. Like when they got friends that are in positions, so he can put them on the fire. If they're real and they're honest, you know what I mean? They got to be real and honest. Good. So artists in Barbados, please bring out music. Still bring out the music. Get fun Spotify and Apple Music and everything. And let me bring this music. I push this music still. I can be featuring artists and music on my Facebook in the meantime. No during this time, no everybody home now. So it's like you could Muhammad Dan. But you can WhatsApp me. Let me send you the link for the Facebook page. And I can be featuring. I have open mics where you can join youngsters on video and use Instagram to showcase different youngsters and their talent while they are home. So everybody can WhatsApp me and get the information. 236-3534. 236-3534. WhatsApp me and get all the info. And they got a lot of Bajan music to push online. They got a lot of Bajan artists to feature. And that's what's going on next week. Is another day. Can't do all in one day. So for now, I am satisfied. Thank you very much for accommodating me, my brother. And please, please, be safe.
Thank you kindly, sir, and likewise to you. And once again, next week, like you said, we'll be back with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. You have yourself a wonderful evening. All right, that's Lucky there for you, host of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. God's willing, we'll be around again right here on VOB 92.9 FM come Saturday, 6 o'clock in the p.m.